You were here after the 2012 season when you had 20 and a half sacks. And it wasn't like you were an unknown then, but it was newer then. You were really kind of taking the league by storm at that point. Now you have 20 and a half sacks this year when everybody begins their game plan on Monday talking about you. How much more difficult was it this year to get the quarterback down 20 plus times as opposed to 2 years ago?
More difficult. It was more difficult. I think Richard actually made a good point when he said that he likes to kind of try and get inside the mind of an offensive coordinator. That's very true. Because when you're out there on the field, they're trying to scheme against you. So it's not necessarily you're going up against one guy. It's you're going up against two or three or a chip or a slide, some form of different protection. So throughout the game, you're getting a different block that you maybe haven't seen before. And you kind of look up towards the coach's booth. I see what you did there. So the rest of the game, it's a chess match between you and him. How is he going to try and block me? Where can I go to get away from what he's trying to do? And it's a back and forth. And I think that's part of the fun of the game. You know, you work so hard in the offseason on the physical aspect, and then throughout the season, it's all mental, and you try and find ways to gain an advantage any way you can.
Talking about gaining that advantage, the Colts were 11-5 last year. You guys are 9-7. What do you need to do to make that jump over the Colts?
I think that we're looking forward to a full offseason under Coach O'Brien. Obviously, last year, a new coach. So looking forward to a full offseason under him and getting our feet under us. And then also, I mean, we went through some adversity. We went through four different quarterbacks last season, and that's difficult to do, especially with a first-year head coach. So hopefully some more consistency and just an opportunity to go out there every single day and get better and see where we can go, because I'm really excited about it.
We talked about what you did at the combine. We see what you do on the field with your athleticism. We got a little bit of taste of the personality he has when we saw him mic'd up there. And I think both were on display very well, the athletic ability and the personality, when he had a chance to be on Jimmy Kimmel recently here.
I thought for sure I was going to rip my pants. Not even a question, because I'd never done it in dress pants before.
Did you know before that he was going to ask you to do that?
Yeah. That would have been really weird if I didn't. Yeah, I knew before, so I had rehearsed during the day wearing jeans to try and get a simulation of wearing dress pants, but I mean these pants are like painted on,
right?
And so and then when I watch it, I get nervous just watching it again, because I started way too far away from it could have been an absolute disaster, which would have been fantastic television, but bad in the locker room. So I'm glad it all worked out.
Some guys would have thought it'd be
we
great
don't have
in the
to
locker
do that
room.
Tonight, do we?
No. We're not going to make it jump up on anything, good. As far as I know.
No, we don't make him jump for his dinner here.
Exactly. Yeah, plus,
you.
He already had it. I'm wondering, though, you're supposed to make all the sacks during the season. What's more fun, scoring a touchdown as an offensive player or being on a show like Jimmy Kimmel?
Oh, boy. They're both so different. Scoring a touchdown is unbelievable. Having the ability to go out there and get 80,000 people on their feet and then the millions more that are watching on TV, it's such a cool experience as a player, because you know that somebody in their living room that you've never met, somebody that you're never maybe going to meet, gets excited and jumps out of their couch when you score a touchdown. And that's just such an unbelievable feeling. But then to be able to go on something like Jimmy Kimmel and to be able to represent your team, your city, the NFL, in a different environment, a different atmosphere like that, it's a lot of fun, and it's something that defensive linemen don't necessarily always get to do. It's usually reserved for quarterbacks, so it's fun to be able to step outside that and kind of break the box a little bit and really try and enjoy myself.
Jimmy Kimmel's numbers are pretty good. I mean, there were millions watching you almost rip your pants, too.
Yeah, no. So glad I didn't. I didn't. And we're going to try not to rip my pants tonight, so... Two for two.
That is a good goal. And I understand that you have some members of your family, your parents and a brother here.
My parents and my brothers are both here. So
can we have them stand up as we
over there.
Congratulate JJ one more time? Where are they? There you go. Nice job. Well done. All right, the AFC Defensive Player of the Year, JJ Watt, and former Heisman Trophy winner, Andre Ware. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.